You're listening to an OTB AM podcast. You can watch the show or listen live every weekday morning from 7:45 AM. Subscribe to the OTB AM podcast stream for more stuff just like this.
To wait the 10 years and to go back into a final, I'd imagine a magic moment for the county.
It certainly was. It proved, I suppose, this last 10 years that it's not easy getting to an All-Ireland final. We'd been in the semi-final four previous times, lost every one of them. There was a huge desire within the squad and the people of Tyrone to be part of the big day again. Probably got spoiled a little bit in the noughties with getting 3 in 5 years, and maybe took it a little bit for granted, but certainly don't take it for granted now. It's such a privilege and we're so delighted to be there.
Especially given the run you've had to this final as well. You know, talk about a long route. I remember we spoke at the Ulster launch and you were saying how important it was to try and get a win over Monaghan and get the Ulster campaign going. You had to go the long way through the qualifiers, come through the Super 8s and come through that semi-final as well. It's been a long road to Croke Park for you.
It has. It's been the scenic route or whatever way you want to call it. But I'm always grateful for the fact that that route exists. If you get beaten in the first round of the Ulster Championship and you're gone, as used to be the case, that would be a very difficult year. The fact that we have this chance to redeem ourselves is really, really good. And we have been good at redeeming ourselves through the qualifiers over many years. So we have a good record there. Even though it's not the place we choose to go, we don't shirk from the idea that we can handle this. And we have done it. We've handled it very well, and it creates this ability to play in a knockout situation, because we were back to the wall from that day till we got to the last eight. Then there was a little bit of relief where you had the opportunity to lose at least a game and still be there. So we've been in very serious knockout situations and worked it well.
I'm sure that builds a team. You have things like the Meath game where you could well have been knocked out in a qualifier, having to go and win in Donegal and finish that game strongly as well. You probably learned a lot about your team from those games.
Well, we did, and I suppose the thing about it is the more games you play, the more opportunity you have to introduce people to the game, and they get more game time, they get more confidence. And, you know, it cuts back on the training. Yes, it's demanding in terms of games and coming up thick and fast, but obviously you don't train as much between those games. There's a recovery and a tactical session, so the players probably enjoy the idea that all their energy has been expended playing games, not running their guts out on a training field.
Well, they're going to have to probably run their guts out against Dublin. You know, your team have worked extremely hard, particularly in the forward line, in stopping defenders coming out with the ball, trying to force turnovers as well. I'd imagine that kind of work rate is going to be crucial on Sunday week.
Well, of course it is. It's a very demanding game in the current era, you know, where nobody gets time to relax and switch off and say, well, I'll leave that to somebody else. When you haven't got the ball, it's everybody's responsibility to get it back. When you have got the ball, it's everybody's responsibility to try and create something from that. So it is a perpetual motion game nowadays, and that is very demanding. So yes, players need to be extremely fit and need to manage their time well. Maybe they need to take some time off even when they have the ball. They need to relax and slow it down. Not always get to do that against people like Dublin anyway, but you know, it is about managing your energy levels and having people to come in to finish off games. So as far as it removed from the days when the people come off are coming off because they're not playing well, they're coming off because they've given so much. So I think that's where the modern game's at.
And while everyone talks about Dublin's bench, your bench has been extremely impactful this year. I think at Ballybuffet this year, where you send forwards in, they come on and get scores for you. Your bench has been very important.
It absolutely has. That is the case. And we all know that Dublin have got a surplus of energy and requirement on the sideline that everybody else would have them starting. Again, it's a sort of a gamble. You know, you put in players hoping they'll have an impact, a positive impact in the game. It doesn't always happen that way. Not every time you send in a player that they make a huge impact, but they go in to do their best. But this year, fortunately, a number of the people we've put in have been very effective, and it's encouraging to know that we've got people of that calibre on the line.
Is it a case of Tyrone's tactics are maybe evolving a little bit year on year as well? I think there's a very unfair perception out there that your team are defensive and sit back and then counterattack. I've been watching your team with overlapping runs this year. I've been watching your team turning over the ball further up the field. Is that maybe subtle small changes you've been trying to make to your team play?
Well, we always try to develop our game, and sometimes we get labelled as very sort of rigid and unimaginative. I don't think that is the case. I think even last year, I mean, we played really good football right up until we played Dublin. We won games pulling up on the scoreline with 8 or 10 points to spare on an average every day. And you don't do that by sitting back and being defensive and have a one-sided or one dimension to your game. But that was all forgotten about because we got beaten by Dublin. People ignored all that we'd done up to that time. So, you know, we are continuing to do what we did in last year and the year before and probably trying to refine it and be better at it. So, you know, we weren't as one-dimensional as we were portrayed to be.
I'm sure you've watched the video probably repeatedly of that semi-final doing the work for Dublin this year, and you will be coming up to the final as well. Is there any way to pinpoint what happened with the sluggish start last year and maybe the underperformance from your team in that semi-final?
Well, I suppose some things happen in every game. It's basic errors, basic handling errors, maybe led to the opportunity for their goal. And that goal coming so early, I suppose, rocked us a bit on our heels and maybe changed the way we intended to play the game, and that it was now played on Dublin's terms, not ours. So that was part of it anyway. Maybe we didn't express ourselves as well as we ought to have done. Maybe the occasion got to us. Maybe we took a bit of sort of caught in the headlights type thing. All of those things would have contributed to it, and not least Dublin's excellence. I mean, I think when they got a grip of the game, they just cruised to victory, and that's what Dublin can do when they get a run on you. So a lot of factors involved in it. Some things we can attend to and some that are beyond our control, but we'll do our best with what we know.
You mentioned Dublin's excellence. You're trying to stop a once-in-a-generation team here, a team going for four in a row. It's a big task ahead of your team here.
It certainly is. I mean, it's very difficult to win back-to-back All-Irelands. To get three in a row is even more difficult. And to be in pole position to get four in a row, to a certain extent that people are talking about five now, just shows you the level that Dublin are at, the quality of player they have on the field, the quality they have to come in, the quality of management they have, and the experience they now have of winning titles at the top level. So yes, this is a huge ask of us. But as I always say, every record and every good run comes to an end sometime. And, you know, we're in a position to try and effect that kind of change on the system. So we have to do our best to try and do that.
Well, your team of the 2000s was seen as one of the great teams as well. You know, as you say, the joy of winning multiple Irelands in a five-year period as well. Does it give you great joy to have rebuilt everything now at this stage? So I think there's only two or three players from 2008 left in your panel now. This is a new group. This is the 2015 under-21 team coming through. Does it give you pleasure as a manager to have brought through almost an entirely new team now for this final?
It certainly is. It's very satisfying to know there's quality players coming along in Tyrone who know how to win, who are determined to win, who want to win, who work hard at being the best they can be, and it is a privilege to be able to work with them. So yes, it is very, very satisfying to know that that team of that past generation is now gone through and out the other side, and the only remaining sort of person who played in that 08 final is Colm Kavanagh. Yeah. But he's quite a good one to have.
Absolutely, and he was fantastic, I thought, in the semi-final as well. A real leader's role when it was needed against Monaghan.
Excellent, a really good player, and for in the early stages of his career, people doubted his ability to be in and playing at that level. But thanks be to God, we saw something different in him, and he matured and grew in stature as his career developed. And he certainly had an all-star last year, and I think that he's in a very strong position to grab another one.
Does that mean a player like him, or maybe Colm McCarron, or guys who've been around before, and maybe, you know the pain of the semi-finals, and know what it's like to play in an All-Ireland final as well, will they have a big role to play with some of these younger players now over the next few weeks?
Well, of course they will. I mean, that experience they'll be able to share with them of what this is all about. And even, I mean, Matty Donnelly and Petey Hart have been around at the 08 minors, who would have experienced the 08 senior win, albeit from a different perspective. But I think they'll be able to identify with what went on there and even share that experience with the many players who are younger than them now too.
Was there any moment for you over the last 10 years, because I know obviously as a serial winner you want to be back into All-Ireland finals, you mentioned the pain of some of the semi-final defeats, was there any somewhere where you thought to yourself, I might actually step away from this group?
No, maybe I'm not just that kind of person. I'm an eternal optimist. I believe that everything's possible, and as long as the people in Tyrone and the county board saw fit to place their faith in me to continue to do what I was doing, I wouldn't be particularly annoyed or impressed by the sounds from elsewhere. That's what matters most. That's what always mattered most in my managerial career. I could manage the minors from 1981 to 1988 only by the good grace of the people who were in charge of letting me stay there. It took to 1988 to win the All-Ireland, and I think since that time myself and the people who work with me have put faith in, that those people are putting their faith in the right place.
I can't help but think as well that, say, if you had stepped away a couple of years ago, it would hurt immensely if you were watching this team go to the final and not to be involved with them now, because we all saw what it was like for you after that semi-final.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you're working that long with players and know so many of them for so long, yes, it's great to be there and share that big day with them. And this is a big day, regardless of the outcome. This is a great place to be. This is some gift. This is some privilege to be where we are, and we need to really savour that.
Very finally, you may well have read some of the columns already coming into the final. People are saying Dublin are 6 points favourites going in. They're expected to march along and win a fourth All-Ireland. Do you and your panel pay any kind of attention to that? Do you feel disrespected maybe by any of it?
No, we can't feel too bad about that, because people are going by the evidence of the league titles, the evidence of the All-Ireland titles is there. We don't have anything like that to boast of. So yeah, people looking on from the outside have every right to feel that way. It's our business to try and say, well, maybe we could prove you not just so right. Maybe there's a little bit that you're not sure of yet, and we could change the script ever so slightly.
Well, look, the smile was on your face in Croke Park a couple of weeks ago after Monaghan. We'll see if it's there after an All-Ireland final in a couple of weeks' time against the Dubs as well. Many thanks for talking to us on Off the Ball.
You're very welcome, and I hope you do see that smile.
So, if you like this, you'll probably also like OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show. Subscribe to the OTB AM podcast stream or catch the show live on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook or offtheball.com every morning from 7:45 a.m.